Emerald Collection, Emerald, Book 1 and 2, written by Harriet Muncaster and read by Eloise Mignon. Went my clamshell alarm clock. I sat up in bed feeling confused for a moment before I remembered where I was. In my bedroom at the Royal Palace. A few months ago, my mum and King Oster got married, which I suppose makes me a princess. I have two houses because I spend half my time at the palace and half with my dad, who lives in a small pearly pink house on the other side of Scallop City. I was still getting used to living in two different places, and I was still getting used to being a princess. I didn't feel like one at all yet. I don't look anything like my graceful stepsister Delphina. My hair is all spiky and wild, which is exactly how I like it. And I have a wriggly little octopus for a pet. I slipped out of bed, uncurling my tail. Tiny bubbles danced in the water. "Come on, Inky Bell," I said to my pet octopus, who was still snoozing soundly on my sea sponge pillow. "Time to get up for school." Inky Bell does not like getting up for school. I poked her, but she only curled up tighter, so I left her snoozing while I swam out of my bedroom and down the shell-studded corridor to the bathroom. On my way, I bumped into Delphina. "Emerald," she cried. "Good morning." Then she stretched her arms out wide, and I knew she was coming in for a hug. Delphina is a very affectionate mermaid. I found her a tiny bit annoying when I first moved into the palace a few months ago, but I'm getting used to her now. "I'll race you to breakfast," she cried, and then swished away in a flurry of bubbles. "You're late," said Mum, when I finally made it down to the grand dining room with Inky Bell swimming along behind me. "Sorry," I said. "Inky Bell just didn't want to get up this morning." Inky Bell poked me crossly with one of her tentacles and pouted. "Well, it's true," I said, as I sat down next to Delphina, who was already tucking in to some sea crunch cereal. I pulled a slice of mermaid toast towards me and spread it thickly with pale green seaweed butter. "We've been talking about the ocean parade," said Delphina excitedly. "I can't wait." Immediately, I felt my insides fizz with excitement. I love the ocean parade. It happens every year to celebrate the new summer sea season arriving, and I've been to it since I was a tiny mermaid. There's lots of delicious food, music and dancing, and everyone dresses up. Dressing up is my favourite part. A stream of pretty floats parade through the streets of Scallop City.